This podcast is brought to you by Touch a Life.
Welcome to Business Influencers. Hope everyone is having a great week. Again, we are well into almost our 60th episode here with Business Influencers since we started this show back with Tal Radio back in October of last year. So it's been over a year now. And we are so excited that each week we get to bring in subject matter experts sharing their words of wisdoms and insights, allowing you to get to decide what they share means to you and your business to take to the next level. Again, we highly recommend anybody that's listening to share this show with your peers and others in your organization as a way to help them do the same for themselves. And if you have any questions or feedback or would like to see certain types of content that can help move you along, reach out to us at chris@christophersalem.com. Again, the show airs each and every week at the talradio.org website, as well as Spotify, Apple, and our YouTube channel at Tal Radio. So I'm so excited. Again, our show is being brought to you today by Alumni Direct. Alumni Direct is a new social media community platform dedicated to bringing alumni together from all different generational types, an opportunity to rekindle old relationships and perhaps meet new people for the first time. This takes all the noise out of social media. Why? Because it's a membership program. Yes, you're paying a small monthly fee, but you eliminate all the notifications and all of the hype and all the stuff that a lot of people do not find encouraging when they go onto social media. This is an opportunity to share content in different ways and opportunities to take advantage of a wide array of different membership programs that otherwise would not be available to you outside. And this is also a great opportunity where maybe perhaps you'll land your next job opportunity or start a new business venture with someone. Check them out at alumnidirect.com. That's alumnidirect.com. Well, we have a great show for you today. We're going to be talking about why influencer marketing works. And as all of you know, I'm all about influence. I love influence, setting yourself up to be a trusted advisor. And this is a topic that really hits home for me. And I'm looking forward to hearing this gentleman share today in this particular area, as he is a marketer and a true influencer himself. With that being said, our guest today and our subject matter expert, his name is Yash Shivan. He is a marketer at heart and founder of Soral, an influencer marketing platform that helps brands work with social media creators in the simplest way possible. Over the last few years, Yash has spent time understanding the fundamentals of marketing and growth. He now works with brands all over the world to help them build an influence-driven growth channel. And without further ado, we welcome Yash Shivan to the show. Yash, how are you doing today?
Thanks, Chris. Lovely introduction. Doing great. How are you?
Doing great. Well, it's such a pleasure to have you here. I'm so excited to hear about influencer marketing. So before we get into why influencer marketing works, let's see if you can, you know, if you could share with us, what exactly is influence marketing and why is it so necessary, especially in today's environment?
For sure. Yeah, I think fundamentally speaking, we live in like a low trust society nowadays. Back in the old days, I used to leave your key under the doormat and trust your neighbor. Now it's kind of becoming less and less trustful. So influencers kind of are this one small pocket where whom people still trust. And it's funny because like it might be an influencer whom you've never met, whom you've never seen, whom you don't really know beyond like social media stuff. But then because they are an expert, because they talk about a certain topic, for example, you as a consumer, you end up trusting them. Right. And that trust is also valid because they've constantly been giving you value. So in today's world, especially in like a trust deficient society, influence marketing works because these influence, like you said, right in the beginning in the intro, you have to build yourself up to be someone of influence, but then not everyone can do that. And it takes a long time to actually, you know, become somebody who has influence over other people. So as a brand, as an e-commerce brand or as a business, you'd rather, instead of spending 5 years building yourself up, you could just work with someone who spent those 5 to 10 years building their influence up on different social media platforms and use their platform to share your brand message ahead. So,
wow.
Yeah, those.
I love it. So it's almost like that, you know, like a tribe approach, right? You know, you're connecting with somebody who's already done that work of building that connection and that, you know, and that connection based upon shared core values, whatever those values are that have established that trust factor. So that way, when they implement people into their ecosystem, then more than likely, hey, if I trust so-and-so and I really admire that person and I feel like that, you know, that person is speaking to me each and every day, then more than likely, I'm going to trust and feel the same about others that they bring to the table to me.
Absolutely. Yeah. And also another reason why, fundamentally, again, boiling it down to the fundamentals, right? Influencer marketing worked before social media, before any of this, you know, before like modernity as we know it existed, right? Because the only way before technology, like if you go back 500 years, the only way that a business grew was through word of mouth. So if they did a good job, their customers told other people about them, and that's how they grew. That's how they got more customers. So it was all fundamentally about people telling other people. But what has happened with social media is that instead of one person, instead of one customer telling five other people, it's like one influential customer telling 50,000 people on your behalf. So it's just like, I like to say influencer marketing is word of mouth at scale. In like before social media and technology, it was difficult to scale word of mouth, which is why it was not a reliable channel. Versus now with social media and with technology, with all the tracking that's available, you can actually scale your word of mouth, right? So yeah, that's also one of the reasons why it works. Yeah.
So in a way, it's a lot easier, but for the everyday influencer now to do this, like where maybe you had to get on TV, you had to be on a certain radio show, maybe in a high profile magazine, or whether if it was a specific industry or just a general. But nowadays with social media, that if you're now really aligning and partnering with key influencers, you can really position your products and services and your personal brand, you know, in a lot easier way than it was done before in the past.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's also much easier now to become someone worthy of influence. I think back in the old days, and Chris, you know a lot about going on TVs and radio shows, but nowadays it's like anyone, if they know what they're talking about, they can just pick up their phone, record themselves, post it on social media, on LinkedIn, on Instagram, on Twitter, and create a brand for themselves, right? There's no barrier to entry per se. Anyone can create content, and as long as you're saying something that other people want to listen to, which means as long as you're delivering value, you can gather influence for yourself. So yeah, it's become more easier for people to become influencers. And nowadays with tools like Saral available, it's also becoming easier for brands to work with these creators and collaborate with them. So yeah, it's like the tide is shifting now towards it's just becoming everything so easy. Now it's just about doing it.
Awesome, I love that. What would be the process, you know, Yash, if we're looking at it, let's say you really have a strong message, you've done some, you know, and even on a small level, you've really created some impact and helped people or helped organizations or businesses in a certain industry, whatever that may look like, they just right now are not sure how to go about creating that influence other than maybe they just have a knowledge of traditional marketing and advertising. What would be, you know, would it be aligning with certain people? Like you said, what would be that first step in the process?
Yeah, the first step is usually what I say, it's ideally like most people do that, like they try to align themselves with the cold, they reach out to influential people. But even like I would say step zero is just look at your customer base, see like the people who've already bought from you and reach out to them and ask them like, hey, like see, probe them and see if they're influential on one of these social, because they already have buy-in. You don't have to sell them again to promote you, right? If you're reaching out to other people who don't know about you, might not never have heard about you, you have to sell them first and then get them to promote it. So much longer sales cycle, so to speak, versus with your customers, you've already sold them. They've already bought from you what your products, your services, whatever it is. Then you only have to sell them on, hey, can you promote me and we'll create an incentive structure. So I think the first step should be to just look at your customer list and see who's influential there. And yeah, the more obvious step one or step two in this case is to reach out cold to influencers in your industry. So the way you usually do that is that you'll pick 3 to 5 like core keywords, like for example, we were just working with the skincare brand. So in their case, it'll be like beauty or holistic wellness and skincare. And these are like their top 3 to 5 keywords. And then they basically go on Instagram, TikTok, YouTube. They search for these keywords. They see who's creating content around them, and then they reach out to them, right? So it's a scrappy, you can be as scrappy as you can, but then step one, reach out to your customers. Step two, reach out to everyone else who's not your customer and get that buy-in. So yeah.
Wow, I love that. And would it be safe to say, like, you know, when you're thinking about establishing a foundation with influencer marketing, you have to be consistent, because without the consistency, because we're not going to be leveraging our sphere of influence all, because we want to be able to touch point, like you said, in the beginning, it may not be somebody well known, but it will be somebody that's still known in that particular area, because they're a customer. Yep. There's somebody that's experienced your product. Yep. They can get it now to that next level. And now it's a matter of now impacting another influencer that could have maybe even a bigger reach and doing the same. So like, would it be safe to say building out your sphere of influence to
that's a good term, actually. So yeah, you always have to start small. And in fact, I won't even, nowadays, it's like people tend to trust the more famous people less. So for example, what recently happened with this company called Beyond Meat, they're like a vegan meat company, and they collaborated with Kim Kardashian as a taste ambassador, and it backfired badly because a lot of people are like, hey, she totally does not eat this. This is just inauthentic. Versus on the other hand, what they could have done was they could have collaborated with, like, I don't know, small influencers on Instagram who are like vegan influencers or vegan athletes and made them ambassadors. That would have been so much more trustworthy to their market than, you know, working with someone super popular like a Kim K, right? So yeah, I won't even say like build your sphere to get to the next level. It's like just build your sphere, and as long as it's the 1,000 true fans concept, right? It's like as long as you have 1,000 people who really, really love you, you don't need the millions in reach. Like you can just keep monetizing them and keep providing value to them. So yeah.
Yeah, I love that. So again, you're not deviating from those values. You know, like you said, this is authentic. This is genuine. You know, these are people that really believe in your product. They use the product. It's not that they're just doing this because, you know, you're paying them, you know, thousands of dollars or millions or, you know, dollars to do so. These are people that firmly support your product and use it as well.
Yeah. In there, I also have this concept of like influence versus influencer. I think nowadays, like we said, with social media, the barrier to become like an influencer or get followers on social media is so low. That's a good thing. That's a great thing. But then it's also become, it has its own negatives, right? Because a lot of people who may be dubious, who may be fraudulent, are gaining these followers, just like scamming people into following them. And then if you end up working with them, then that's that. You don't want them representing your brand or your company, right? So you have to be very careful in terms of, hey, are they just an influencer, or do they actually like hold any genuine influence over their audience? Because there's a lot of like these, you know, meme pages that have like millions of followers, but if they ask someone to recommend a product, not many people are going to buy it. Versus someone with like 5,000 followers may have such a deep quality connection with their audience that whatever they recommend, the conversion rate is through the roof. So yeah, you have to vet whom you work with properly.
Yeah, no, I totally get it. And what would you say, like, you know, in terms of the time frame, is this something that do you recommend having a strategy in place, something that can be written down, something they can follow? Like, so this way they know exactly, what do I have to do to use this influencer marketing to my advantage to grow my brand and business? Every day, every week, every quarter or month, every quarter and so on, to kind of build upon that.
Yeah, I have a system for social media influencers. I call it the 6-step system for predictable influencer marketing. Basically, step one is to find the right creator, so that in that it's like reaching out to customers, reaching out to new people. Step two is doing the outreach. So actually step one is finding, step two is the outreach. Step three is creating your offer. So what are you gonna offer them? Because nobody, regardless of, you know, they might propose about you once or twice, but as long as there isn't like a mutually beneficial relationship there, as long as you have nothing to offer, then there, it's not going to be consistent for you. So you have to create an offer. In the case of e-commerce, it's usually like a percentage affiliate commission or a free product. In other cases, like for example, in service businesses, it's like either a retainer or a percentage of what, like a referral commission, right? So you create your offer, like what do I have to offer them? And then step four is actually doing the deal, like shipping the product, for example, in case of e-commerce, right? Sending them the free stuff, making sure that they really, really like it. Step five is performance tracking. So now that you have an established relationship, now that they're posting about you, we have to be results driven, right? So we have to make sure that they're posting and it's actually getting a sales, because without that, then it's all just vanity at the end of the day, right? If there's no sales behind it. Once that's done, if you follow these five steps, you're pretty much covered. You have like a good influencer program, but step six is the most critical and it takes you from good to great. It's called relationship building. So you can have transactional relationships with as many people as you want, but it's not gonna, like you really get like the last 20% of extra juice from those few relationships that you have with these influencers. So step number six, and it's like, I can't really like break it down into a science, it's more of an art. So you have to build relationships with the good ones and make sure that they're happy and they'll reciprocate. So yeah, those were my six steps, and you have to systemize this. So like you said, like every day, I recommend my brands, like every day you have to find like at least 25 influencers that you're reaching out to. And every week you basically collaborate, you reach out to 100 people. Every week you ship these many products. Every week you're tracking performance of at least whoever who's posting about you, right? Every month you're investing into relationships. You're making sure that they know who you are. They know that your influencer program is still active. You just randomly send them a free product or like a gift or a freebie or something, right? So to keep that going. So you have to set these systems. So you can just add it in your calendar basically, and create that repeatability for you. That will get you to the actual predictability. Because what a lot of brands do, like you said, they create a strategy, but then the execution is so weak. They do it for 2, 3, 4 weeks, but then they stop. Then they drop some steps or they forget something. Right. In that case, then it just, and then they conclude that it does not work. But it's not that it does not work. It's like you did not do the work. Right. So you have to put in the reps every single day, every single week and month and quarter. And that's how it compounds over like 3 to 6 months. So you have to stick to it.
Yeah. I love that. The consistency is so important. And would it be safe to say, like, you know, it's not like, hey, you know, Instagram is the primary place, because that's where a lot of influencers tend to be. Your audience may be more geared towards LinkedIn or something. So can you talk about the importance that, you know, it's not, because Instagram is known for a lot of influencers, doesn't mean that's going to be your audience. It could be LinkedIn, and that might be the lead for you.
Absolutely. Yeah, a lot of brands, that's a good point. A lot of brands confuse influencers for being on Instagram or for being on TikTok nowadays, but it's so much more about where your potential buyers are than where you think the influencers are. Because wherever your buyers are, there are influencers who influence those buyers. So if you're a B2B, it's more likely going to be on LinkedIn. If you're more of a consumer brand, then yes, Instagram and TikTok. If you're more of like a mission driven, then maybe Twitter is the right place, because Twitter is more about like advocating for certain things and, you know, putting out tweets and stuff like that. So again, it depends where your audience is, and then you can only, so don't be romantic about a platform just because, you know, Gary Vee came on your Instagram and said, hey, TikTok's the next big thing, does not mean that you have to be there. You have to be wherever your customers are. This is like marketing 101, but people throw that out the door when it comes to like social media. They want to chase the next big hottest thing, and instead of chasing their customers, but those who, you know, follow their customers win. So yeah.
Wow, I love it. I love it. And like I said, with social media, you know, you can have access to anybody in the world, right? You know, we're not, it's not like the days where we had to go to just a trade show overseas or be in a magazine, and hopefully the magazine reached, you know, somebody over in Asia or something like that, you know, the way exposure. I remember those days because I'm dating myself.
Yeah. And even in those days, like direct response used to work, right? So even like without all the tracking, without all the social media, if you got in the right magazine, you said the right things, your messaging was down, your audience was right, you, like, people made millions with that. So now it's easier than ever, right? With all the barriers broken down. So yeah, but that also means that there's more competition. So there's like a yin and yang to it. But yeah, it is what it is.
I love it. Well, you know, what we have here usually, Ash, is we have a wide variety of people that listen to the show, anywhere, mm-hmm. different generational types, from Gen Z to baby boomers. Even we got traditionalists, believe it or not. We've had some people in their early 80s listening in, and I know that's hard to believe, but it's true. But that being said, I'm not saying that they're out to make an impact at this.
And Chris, you are 3,000 years old, right?
Who knows? But with that being said, you mentioned some of the first steps. Like, what would you say would be the average duration to kind of, you know, and I know it varies based upon what you're doing and so on, but what would be the average duration of that, of this process, to kind of build a pretty steady level of influence over time?
You have to give yourself at least 3 months, and bare minimum 90 days, 3 months. But you're better off having like a half a year time frame for you to actually see, because 3 months is like where you have with you, it'll take you a couple of months just to get all the six steps down, because it's like a monthly process. And then the third month you start seeing some results, and then so on. And so it starts compounding. Unlike what's quick to start is quick to shut off, right? So let's say, for example, let's take an example of Facebook ads, right? It's easy to show. You can set up a Facebook or a Google ad campaign in a day, right? But you can turn it off and then it stops. Right, versus you take something like influencer marketing, where it takes you, let's say, at least a few weeks to get it started, to get some influencers coming in, start posting about you. But then it's very difficult to make it, like, you can't stop it after a while, because it like, once the ball gets rolling, it's difficult to just say, hey, no, never ever post about this ever again, right? So, well, it's difficult to get it rolling, but once it gets rolling, it's compounding. So it's not, you won't see like linear returns, but it will be slow growth, but then the returns long term would be super high. So yeah, give yourself like at least 3 to 6 months, I would say.
Wow, that's great. And that's not really, when you think about it, a long time. So it's yeah. Like, you know, if you could really just, you know, kind of, you know, just put your keep your eyes looking forward, and just, you know, and take action every day. And like you said, just make connect with those people that have that connection already with the audience that you're looking to serve, and just keep expanding from there. And what would you feel in terms of types of content that would work well, to that would resonate with people in terms of, from an influence standpoint?
I think nowadays it's mostly, again, depends on your audience. If you're like targeting people who, let's say techies, for example, they read a lot of documentation and blogs. Let's say your audience is like coders or software engineers, they're more into reading. Right, so maybe you want to collaborate with bloggers at that point, because bloggers write and you want to get there. Versus, let's say your audience is like a Gen Z person who's constantly on Instagram and TikTok. In their case, something like a short form 15 to 30 second clip, those kinds of content. So again, boils down to who your customer is. But yeah, generally speaking, with like the lower attention spans, people are paying more attention to, especially nowadays, like TikTok and YouTube shorts really are working really, really well. So like 30 second clips of like really giving value. But again, it's not like just because you do a short video, it's gonna work. It's like, it has to be valuable. It's not like any short video is gonna work. So you have to study what's working, see what organic, one of the hacks that I've discovered is like, see what's going viral organically, like see what's on your feed. Assuming you're also your customer, let's say I'm selling to someone like me. Let's say I'm selling to e-commerce founders, right? I follow everyone that the e-commerce people are following. So I see what's working on my feed anyway. I see, okay, this is the kind of content that's working, then I just reverse engineer that and see how that fits my brand, right? And then you just do that. So yeah, the best kind of content, just see what's going viral organically and actually understand your customer. Are they like on YouTube? Are they on TikTok watching short form content? Are they just not watching video? They're like in, you know, on like some deep forum on like a subreddit, just reading long threads. In that case, your content would vary. So yeah.
Wow, I love this. I hope everybody's listening, taking notes, and you know, there's a lot of great information here, and we're going to give you an opportunity later to get here shortly, because we're getting towards the end of the show, to reach out and how you can get in contact with Dash and his team and how they could help you in this particular area, because this is highly valuable, especially in today's world where there's just so much noise out there. And this is a way, you know, influence marketing that I strongly stand behind is a way to really gain that momentum and take your brand and business to the next level, whether if you're an individual or a business in general. Yash, you have shared so much quality information here. I know we could do another show easily and cover. Yeah. We only hit the tip of the iceberg, but
yeah.
No, I want to make sure that people have an opportunity to get to know you and your team and all that you do in this particular area and helping them to really navigate this and, you know, to make it simple, make it not as complex, point them in the right direction and help them in this area. What are the best ways that people that are listening, those that will be listening later, that they can reach out to you, get in contact with you, or any other place that you may be where they can check you out?
Yeah, the best place is just LinkedIn. So search for my name, Yash Chavan, and you'll find me on LinkedIn. What we do is we basically help brands and businesses get to their first 50 influencers within the first 90 days. So I give you that 3 month period. It's pretty intense what we do. So it's like a super hardcore process, but it's all done for them. So the hardest, what I discovered was that the hardest part for any business to get going with influence to actually create that system. It's like escape velocity, that getting a rocket from the ground to the atmosphere is the hardest part. And after that, it's like coasting through space, right? Easily. So we do that. We take them from zero to 50 and we give them all our secrets. We don't like hide anything, like, because we are not an agency. We also have a software tool. So in case brands want to DIY, they want to follow the 6-step system that I shared on the podcast, they can go to getsaral.com. SARAL.com, and they can check us out. It's a free tool. You can sign up and start using it, start building your influencer program right away. But yeah, feel free to, even if you don't sign up, it's okay. Just say hi on LinkedIn.
We're going to encourage people sign up right away.
Yeah.
Well, Yash, I want to thank you so much for taking the time. I know, you know, you have a busy schedule and it's, you know, it's in the middle of the evening where you are, and you know, I know you service so many clients all over the world, and we want to thank you for taking the time to be with us here on Business Influencers. Thank you so much for your time today. And we highly encourage everybody to reach out to Yash and his organization and at least have a conversation about how he can potentially help you where you are in your business. Thank you, Yash.
For sure. Thanks, Chris. Loved being on your show.
Thank you. And listeners, we want to thank you each and every week for joining us. Again, if you have any questions or feedback, feel free to reach out to me at chris@christophersalem.com. Highly encourage you again to reach out to Yash. For any reason, if you do reach out to me with anything that you're looking for information for Yash, I will make sure that that does get to him and his team to get back to you. And again, take advantage of this opportunity. This is a great way to really start elevating your business and your brand to the next level. Doesn't have to be complicated than it already is when you have someone that understands it and does it on a day-to-day basis. So highly encourage you to reach out. Thank you so much, everybody. Again, we have to get going, but when we come back next week, we'll have another great guest sharing their words of wisdom and insights to move your business and personal success to the next level. Till then, everybody, have a great rest of your week and talk soon.
You have just listened to Tal Radio Podcast. For more podcasts, visit www.touchalife.org.